This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Secretary of State Antony Blinken just arrived in Israel this morning. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel on his 11th visit to the region since the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war. He's expected to meet with top officials as the US looks to revive ceasefire efforts after the killing of top Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. But so far, none of the warring parties appear to be backing down on long-standing demands. Blinken landed just after Hezbollah launched a barrage of rockets into central Israel, setting off air raid sirens in the country's most populated areas, but causing no apparent damage or injuries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, just 2 weeks to go until Election Day. Donald Trump was in the battleground state of North Carolina yesterday and saw storm damage in Asheville. The AP's Bill Barrow is in Asheville, too, and he's been talking to voters about the election and the candidates.
Voters I spoke with over a period of days range from cautious optimism to open worry. They both believe in their candidates. I talked to several voters who had already cast their ballots and who were volunteering. And at least on that western side of the state, several of them did express concerns about whether their side would see some turnout fall off because of people who are either not back in their homes or who might be in their homes and just are overwhelmed with recovery.
Former President Trump is holding a roundtable today with Latino voters in Doral, a suburb of Miami. Vice President Harris has an interview today with Telemundo, during which she plans to highlight how her agenda would create more opportunities for Latino men. In Washington state, a teenager's in custody after five people were found dead inside a home southeast of Seattle. The victims appear to be members of one family, say authorities. This is AP News. To the White House now, and your tour.
The public tours of the White House have been upgraded. First Lady Jill Biden says the changes to the White House tour mean you can do all the things that you always wanted to do in a museum.
We've made replicas so that you can feel the features of some of the sculptures' faces and touch the shining fabric on the furniture of the Blue Room.
New to the tour is the diplomatic reception room, which previously had been off limits. It's a room where you can listen.
I want to talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States.
You can now hear President Roosevelt's fireside chats in the room in which he recorded them.
Other rooms previously cordoned off and now open are the library, the China Room, which houses a collection of presidential place settings, and the Vermeil Room, which houses a collection of gold-plated silver tableware. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.